The murder of Harry Peter in Papua New Guinea, who was allegedly killed for being gay, is appalling and disgraceful. Now, we are calling on the Papua New Guinea police as to treat this matter seriously and investigate this matter seriously, as well as we're calling on the Papua New Guinea government to start prioritizing the protection of its LGBT citizens.
Does this sort of thing still happen to gay and transgender people in the Pacific?
Now, one of the things that we need to do is to stop calling it this sort of things, because this is murder, you know, and it needs to be called out for what it is. This is a pure hate crime, a crime that is committed against a person because of his sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, the PNG police need to be aware of this, so as the judiciary and, you know, the reporters and the prosecutors. And it's said that, you know, people who choose to speak out and speak out against injustice are targeted for that. And, you know, for us LGBT activists around the Pacific, including the House of Chameleon and in Fiji, we in solidarity with everyone who is, you know, trying to get their head around this murder. And it's also, you know, a tricky question about, you know, the protection for human rights defenders, LGBT in particular, when they do decide to speak out. And it's important that we mobilize throughout the Pacific, including Australia and New Zealand, to be able to hold, you know, the authority accountable for this matter, to investigate this matter seriously, and so forth.
Are police forces in different countries taking this kind of thing seriously, or, as has been suggested in PNG, they're kind of treating it like it's an internal family matter to be handled by the family and not really by the police?
This is one of the hardest thing that we're facing in, you know, in the Pacific, in terms of LGBT violence, in terms of LGBT murder, and we're talking about the police, how they handle the cases of LGBT violence and murder. First of all, they need to be sensitized, as well as, you know, changes within the whole structure and system within the police force to be able to respond effectively to cases of crime committed against people based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. And it's sad that, you know, this is a cycle that we have to continue to live with, in terms of not just, you know, the vicious attack that LGBT people face, but also in terms of access to justice for LGBT people on the ground, for LGBT people who decide to speak out, and for those who fear of reporting the matter because, you know, the police, for example, the authorities are not adequately trained to be able to deal with such matters.
Are there signs around the Pacific that attitudes are starting to change, though?
There hasn't been. If you're talking about attitudes in the Pacific, it does vary from country to country in the Pacific, but one of the things that we need to be doing more is research. Now, research is needed in order to gain an in-depth and understanding of the situation of LGBT people in the Pacific, you know, research on empirical data collected from as many Pacific Island countries as possible would give us a better grasp of the situation across this, you know, outspread and diverse region, and also the research that reflects both between and within countries, social groups and cultures. So we have to have some sort of, you know, evidence in order to be able to grasp an understanding of the whole situation of LGBT people in the Pacific.
One of the things that Thorani Rengasamy told us was that because the person who did the killing is back at work now, nothing's apparently happening to him, the gay community in Allertown now lives in fear because, well, if he killed one gay person, what's to stop him killing another one?
It's also a tricky question about those who continue to speak out and also continue to hold those perpetrators accountable, particularly for the LGBT community on the ground in Papua New Guinea, who continue to receive backlash if they speak out. And really, it's also about the safety and security of those people when we talk about, you know, reporting these crimes, that we need to think about. We need to consider if we'll be able to take action or to lobby with their governments. You know, we need to be calling on our allies, for example, in the Pacific as well, to be able to rally around those who are not able to speak out in Papua New Guinea, and to ensure that justice is served at the end and that no perpetrators are off the hook.